Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, July 18th.
Man, we had fun.
We did. We always have fun.
Yeah, we do.
We love us.
Where are you?
We're great at parties and birthdays.
Snappy patter. Hey, yeah. Also homilies.
Homilies, we do. We give more homilies before 8 a.m.
Yeah, but most people do all day long.
Than your cow does for a week.
I think it, we was milking that stool cow, whatever that homily was.
All right.
So let's go ahead and
breathe.
We're breathing wrong. So we learned this today. Apparently, we take 16 breaths, ins and outs, 16 times a minute.
That seems so low.
And yeah, it does. But for the most part, we're doing it incorrectly. Generally, we take shallow and incomplete breaths. And although it gets the job done, it's gotten us through here so far, it can actually be a sign of a lot of tension and stress. The muscles of your face, chest, and shoulders are usually tense when you're under pressure. All the areas that should be moving when you're breathing properly.
Yeah.
So you want to make those deep breaths. And a yogi actually said that you need to breathe from your diaphragm rather than shallow breaths. It will give your body relaxation response. It'll kick it in.
Yeah.
And it says that's the most important thing you can do to relieve stress every day. Now, of course, breathing's involuntary, but send reminders every once in a while for you to do those breathing exercises, breathe through your diaphragm. And
yeah, I thought about it when we were on the air too. I get a reminder 10 minutes before the hour to get my steps in for the hour.
Oh,
that
yeah?
would be a perfect time to kind of like take those 2 seconds to. I get a reminder already on my watch.
Right,
man,
to just
well.
Breathe once an hour.
Your watch reminds you to breathe.
Yes.
So 16 times a minute. That's just every 3 3/4 seconds. So that's about right for an inhale and an exhale. I think people don't like to. My theory that people don't like to breathe through their diaphragms, you got to stick your belly out to do it.
True.
Don't look at my belly, because I spend half my time at the beach sucking it in.
Well, we're not at the beach, so don't worry about it.
All right, good.
But you know what? Breathing and smelling coffee actually has some benefits.
Smell my coffee.
Yeah, apparently just the thought of the scent of coffee can make you feel more alert and energetic. This is according to a couple of studies. They took some undergrads who were getting ready to test for the for a grad school. So they had the GMAT algebra test. They had 10 questions from that.
That's a pretty hard test.
Algebra by itself is pretty difficult, and
awful.
I have not used it since high school. Thank you very much to my teacher. But what they did is half the room, they actually had coffee they could smell, and the other half didn't. And they actually found out that the ones that had smelled coffee scored significantly higher on the test.
Wow. You know, I think you have used algebra, Chris.
Why is that?
How many X's do you have?
I have a few. Touche, sir. Touche.
Thank you.
They also said that even the thought of smelling coffee, according to the second half of the study, made people more alert and energetic just thinking about smelling coffee versus smelling like a floral scent or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah. I do every day.
And your slacker dishwasher, we're going to put it to work, because if it's only cleaning your dishes,
please,
it should be doing a lot more.
Yeah, apparently Jeremy was smarter than all of us.
Yeah, so Jeremy, we can say this since we're on the podcast, and it is PG-13
on here. A little PG-13. Jeremy put his cup and many cups and jock straps and baseball caps in the dishwasher.
Not with
one
the
time.
Dishes.
No, separate.
Okay.
So what was his logic in doing that?
He thought that it got really hot and he didn't want, because we told him to wash them.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know why he didn't think wash them in the dishwasher, or why he thought wash them in the dishwasher instead of the washing machine where he puts them every time.
Yeah.
I feel like he saw it somewhere.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
So. What could you do sneakers? Or that just messed
up. Oh, I feel
up.
Like there's too many plastic parts.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I wash my shoes in the washing machine itself.
Yeah, so
that
do
seems
I.
to be fine.
What's the difference?
You know what?
The
I don't
heat?
Know. I think maybe the heat's a little bit more in a washing machine or dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would assume. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You can give it a try, but just make sure you do all the stuff on the upper
top rack.
Not the bottom one. But they say like the parts of your vacuum, like the hoses and the attachments.
That's brilliant.
When's the last time? Have you ever cleaned them at all?
Never.
And don't worry about the water going through the hose. The steam will probably clean it.
Yeah.
Kill whatever's in there. I'm sorry. Your vacuum cleaner hose has a funk stank.
Yeah. You know, this one's a little bit more in detail, but you know, instead of struggling to get the dust and stuff out of the air vents in your house, unscrew them and stick them in the washing machine.
Perfect.
Yeah, you could do that as a honey-do list. Ma'am, just put that down in the jar.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sponges, silicone oven mitts, even those dingy baseball caps, along with the cups, apparently.
Flip-flops, and I recommended Crocs, and then Kristen said, what do you do with the Crocs?
Put them in the trash.
There you
right
go.
In the trash there. Just like I said, keep them on the upper rack and enjoy the extra time.
That's the rule in my house that only I observe.
Is the upper rack.
Plastic goes in the upper rack. Yeah.
So we had talked a while ago about keeping kids in, or you know, parents forgetting their kids are in cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the forgotten child syndrome.
Yeah, and a lot of times people think that dogs and cats are a little bit more durable and they can leave them in the car even though they're running in for 5 minutes and they'll be right back. And
no.
I'm leaving the AC on, say, you know.
And that's what the fallback is to mm-hmm. leave the air conditioning on. But it's just as dangerous to do that versus not having the air conditioning on at all.
Yeah, my dogs are so nosy. I've come back to the windows down. Yep. I've come back to the child locks on. I've come back to the radio on a different station.
Yes. So keep in mind that your dogs could probably finagle away by accident to turn the air conditioning off.
Yeah.
And now they're cooped up inside of a mm-hmm. car.
And you wouldn't know.
You would not know at all. So that's what, and this is actually, they're documented cases of many of canine patrol cars. They even have backup alarm systems that in fail-safe mechanisms
that's
to
right.
stop that have failed and the dogs have
so
died
sad.
From being inside.
Yeah, you still, it's happened locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So, could it be any harder on the canine officer, too? I mean, that'd be awful.
But so, you know, the rule of thumb here is that if you got some errands to run, it's just best to leave your dog at home.
Leave your dog at home.
And do your errands. And you know what? When you come home, the dog will be, you know, they'll be so happy
They're
to see
so
you.
They're so happy to see
and
you.
It'll be worth
Absence
it.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
You know, earlier this week, we talked about an app that could pair wine with any food. It's an Alexa. I tried it yesterday.
And
it was perfect.
Did
I
it
said,
work
Alexa,
good?
What's a wine with scallops? And she went through a really great,
cool.
some Sauvignon Blanc. Blancs and stuff like that. But one thing I didn't realize is you can get wine from Wisconsin.
It's longer just cheese.
Yes, it's Jarlsberg cheese wine, but seriously, apparently there's wine in Wisconsin.
Yes, much like Christmas, how it gets earlier and earlier. Mm-hmm. I think the pumpkin spice season is getting earlier and earlier. So
we're all on the lookout. Chris Malone loves a certain pumpkin spice beer.
Yes,
that comes out, and I'm always on the lookout when I shop at Ward's, like to try to find it for you. But now it's going to be pretty much 24/7, I guess. Right?
It is. Well, at least it comes from this pumpkin wine. It's not flavored. It's actually made from pumpkins.
That's the best kind too. Well, I mean, I hate it, but from what Mitch has said, the things that are not, because things that are flavored like pumpkin are actually like cinnamon and like spices.
They're using warm fall spices. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually made from pumpkins. And we're talking about the pumpkins that, like Charlie Brown pumpkins.
The pumpkin pie
not
pumpkins.
Gourds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say it has a light body yet sweet and smooth burst of flavor. $12.95 a bottle. You can only buy it on this vineyard's website. They say that it was a seasonal thing, but now they're making it year-round. But it's not their best-selling wine. Cranberry wine.
I'm getting it.
Is apparently the best one.
That's for UTIs.
Well, hey, I think you're onto something, Storm.
I think that might be
serious.
My new go-to.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and then finally, apparently we're ugly as we can all be.
Ugly
because,
as sin.
Oh, man, we're on the radio. What do you want?
We're not getting enough sleep. Now, granted, this comes from a mattress manufacturer's results survey.
Yeah, if Big Mattress wants to tell me I'm ugly, they can shove it.
So Big Mattress is trying to move product, I imagine.
I like to point out that I don't agree with this survey, but go ahead.
Yeah, it says you need 9 to 10 hours of sleep to look beautiful, darling.
That's insane.
You're sleeping your life away.
They say you need the best time to hit the hay is at 9:55 p.m., and the best time to wake up is at 6:55 p.m.
All right, so if you get up at, let's say, 3:55, I got to go to bed at 6:55.
I was going
to
say, I go to bed at 9:55, and I get up at 3:55. Well, so what does that say about
me? But you're gorgeous.
Yeah. So this is a flawed study.
So exactly.
But what it does talk about, and it is kind of true, look at all the money we spend on beauty products and stuff to make us look younger.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just adding an extra hour or two of sleep. That might do the trick for
you. Or some dark out curtains and making your bedroom a little cooler.
Right.
I focus a lot on making my bedroom somewhere I want to be to go to sleep.
But if you sleep too long, don't you feel like Logie?
Icky.
I mean, you can't sleep too much, I think.
I call it the Benadryl hangover.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
No. A haze.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, July 18th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTP.
ABC.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.